you may have heard this during the week here on Radio Kerry, that McElligott's Tralee have been awarded the inaugural Kia European Dealer of the Year Award for 2023, a huge achievement. And many of you, I'm sure, are familiar with McElligott's there on the Listowel Road in Tralee. And not only are they a Kia dealer, they're also dealers for Honda and Mercedes-Benz. Well, here to talk about this amazing achievement for McElligott's is their Managing Director, Declan O'Hara. Declan, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
Massive congratulations to you all in McElligott's in Tralee, awarded the inaugural Kia European Dealer of the Year Award for 2023. It's a huge achievement. You must be delighted.
We're ecstatic, yeah. We can't believe it. I suppose when we got down to the last 28, we never thought that we'd end up with the European Dealer of the Year Award. So we're ecstatic, absolutely thrilled now, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm.
And you're the only Irish representative that received an accreditation in this process.
Yeah, so this is new. It's the first year that they've done the awards this way throughout Europe. So we're the first and we're the only ones in Ireland. So delighted with that.
And what would they be looking at then when it would come to this accreditation? What kind of things would they be evaluating?
So we have to submit our accounts every month to them. They create a set of composite accounts then for you so you can benchmark yourself against national averages. It's a really good system for us because you're looking at, I won't say every dealer's account, but you're looking at what the averages are. So they look at that information. I suppose they're taking KPIs from that. They're also looking at dealer standards, customer care, facilities, how involved you are with staff training and development, and then your sales performance, things like local market share and stuff come into account as well. We've been pretty strong in Kerry for the last couple of years. You know, Kia is now, you know, probably top three brand, where before, if you were trying to get into top 10, you were very successful. So to see us up there in top three is fantastic. And we've really performed exceptionally well in Kerry in the last, particularly in the last 2 years.
I'd imagine it's very competitive, and you know, even when it comes to staff training, I'm sure things are changing the whole time, and you need to keep up with that.
You do, and like the standards are very, very high. We represent three different franchises, so we have Mercedes-Benz after sales and Honda as well, and to try and keep up to date with the level of training that's required from them is extremely difficult. But I would have to say one thing, this award really goes down not just to sales, but in particular to after sales. So it's the care that we're providing our customers in after sales is where I really see where we've excelled, and the team here are just absolutely fantastic. Brian and John that run the after sales side of the business here, we've technicians that would have started with us as apprentices and are now with us 20 years as mechanics, and guys that embrace this type of training and embracing all the new technology and that, and moving forward with it all the time.
And this award obviously is testament to all that hard work, but also McElligott's, you've been in business since 1870. That's a huge achievement in itself.
It is, of course, yeah. Look, I've been very fortunate. I'm only with the company 4 years, but to come in with Patrick, it was a daunting task for me to walk into McElligott's because I knew it was already a well-oiled machine. And, you know, sometimes it's nice to come into an underperforming dealership and make your mark. But I knew this was going to be very, very difficult. Patrick moved the business to Tralee in 1977, which I think is, what, 45 years ago. And, you know, I think McElligott's as a brand in Kerry is very, very strong, and it's synonymous with customer service. And really, I suppose the strength of this business is the extraordinary team that Patrick has built up over the years.
And would you have many working there now?
We've about, I'd say, 33, Mary, at the minute.
It's a good side company. And as you mentioned there, it was already, you know, well performing. I mean, you've won other awards in the past and ISO accreditation and that. So those standards, I suppose, are being upped every year, really, aren't they?
They are. And like, our business is changing, you know, it's in a massive transition period at the minute. They say that there'll be more change in 10 years in the motor trade currently than there will ever have been historically. So like what we're seeing, and particularly with electrification and hybrid technology and, you know, even how we sell vehicles, you know, through COVID, an awful lot of our business went online, and, you know, we now sell cars by video. This would have been unheard of. If you said that to somebody 3 or 4 years ago, they would have said, oh God, no, I want to come in and feel it and touch it and drive it. Now we're delivering cars all over Ireland by video technology. So it's really important that every member of staff is able to embrace that and that change. And I think McElligott's have been very successful there.
And with those changes then to electrification, are you finding with every day that passes that you're getting more people that are interested, they want to make the move or even make the move part of the way with a hybrid?
Yeah, like I would have worked in the city in Cork for 11 years and I would have thought when I moved to Kerry, you know, we'll say the further west I would have come, it would have been more difficult to convince people to move towards, you know, even hybrid technology or electric, that it was more of a city thing. But it's not. Like 45% of what we've registered year to date in the first 2 months of this year have a plug on them. You know, these are local Kerry people. You know, we had a customer from Castle Gregory the other day and she said she can travel on a hybrid in and out to work 5 days a week without using any fuel whatsoever. But if she wants to drive to Dublin on a Saturday, she has the backup of her engine. So local people here have really embraced electric technology at a much faster pace than I thought they would.
And I know we're hearing lots of different reforms in Europe and that, and trying to, I suppose, push people towards electrification. You know, how do you see that going over the next few years? You know, when would you envisage a point that the petrol and the diesel engine would have gone and that we'll all be electric?
I would say we're still a long ways away because electric still doesn't suit everybody. You know, people that are doing very high mileage, reps that are on the road that are doing a lot of travelling, they don't have the time for the charging. And I think until such time as they can get the charging times down very low, like two of our products now in the Kia range, you can get an 80% charge in 30 minutes, which is fantastic. But that's with what they call an Ionity charger, and there's not that many Ionity chargers in Ireland. So the infrastructure is going to have to be there for the charging, and the charge times are going to come down. Like this solid state battery technology that's on the way is going to be a game changer there, similar to the phones we're using here now, you know, where, you know, long ago you plugged in your phone at nighttime and it was charged when you got up in the morning. You can now charge your phone in an hour and a half. So the technology in these cars is going to improve so much in the next couple of years. And I think that's why I'm saying the change that we're going to see is going to be phenomenal. Like I think in 5 years' time, let alone 10 years' time, the landscape that we're going to see with regard to electric vehicles on the road will be, I would say we'll have moved practically 100% at that stage. But the diesel cars and the petrol engine cars, I think, will still be with us. They might not be selling them new in 10 years' time or maybe even less than 10 years' time, but the current cars that are on the road will continue to be maintained and will continue to service people until such time as they're ready for that technology.
Mm, yeah. As you say, it sounds like there's plenty of change coming in the next few years for the sector. Look, Declan, we are going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us. You mentioned there the website is a big way that you use to sell, and you're on social media as well if people want to get in contact.
Absolutely. And thanks a million for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Okay, Declan, thanks so much and the very best of luck with the future.
Thank you too.
Declan O'Hara there, Managing Director of McElligott's in Tralee, talking about that huge achievement. McElligott's were awarded the inaugural Kia European Dealer of the Year Award 2023. So massive congratulations again to all of the team. And as Declan mentioned there, you can find McElligott's online, mce.ie is the website, or you can also find them there on Facebook and Instagram.